The Sangha, today is Thursday, the 8th of December 2011. We are in the Lower Amlat at the Meditation Hall Assembly of the Star, and we are during our winter retreat in 2011-2012. The Christmas approaches very soon. And it's the end of the year, it's very soon. We have the Fablak. Fablak is the joy of the Dharma, the happiness of the Dharma. Lak is happiness. And why we are. We can translate by Dhamma happiness, because when we practice, there is joy, there is happiness in that. While learning the Dhamma, while practicing the Dhamma, we obtain happiness. Fab means Dhamma, means the teaching of the Buddha. Dhamma is also the practice offered by the Buddha for us to transform our difficulties and bring more peace, more understanding, more compassion, more joy and happiness. And so that is why there is word Dhamma, happiness. When you hear a Dhamma talk, you can have happiness. That is Dhamma happiness. Or when you do practice, when you practice sitting meditation, and then you feel so happy, that is Dhamma happiness. When you walk, but you feel so relaxed, deeply in touch with the present moment during the you walk, you also have Dhamma happiness. When you wash your dishes, but you enjoy the present moment, you look deeper, you see many things during that act, that is Dhamma happiness. When you eat, and you eat, you look profoundly the food, you enjoy every sip of many mouthful of food, you have happiness. You see, you are totally present with the food, totally present to people around, you have happiness. Dhamma happiness. When you clean the toilet, and when you have mindfulness, your mind brings to the present moment. At the beginning, you are not very happy, but you look deeper and you see so many wonderful things, and then you can have toilet, and then you can have a Dhamma happiness. And in Upper Amlat, he has been in the military service, and in military service, cleaning the toilet is the most hard labor kind of. And then now he really enjoys saying, oh, cleaning the toilet, we are also happy. I'm sure that he's in his. I think that I remember in Blue Cliff Monastery, we have the monastery where we have a retreat. There are those who come from Canada, and then there's those who wrote to Thai. There's one who wrote to Thai, and then she said that when I just arrive, I'm so irritated, and I regret that why I have to go to this place. And I read and I see that those who can understand speak English, speak French, those who can speak French sign up in the group to work for a toilet, cleaning the toilet. And he pretend not to know French. Even he come from Canada, he know very well French, but he pretend. And he signed in the group of speaking English. because those who speak French signed in the group for cleaning the toilet. And then in the tea meditation, he report that he pretend not to know French in order not to be in the toilet group, cleaning the toilet. But he cannot escape. And finally, he don't know why he have to be in the toilet. And why cleaning the toilet, suddenly he realized that this is brotherhood in the, is him, is them, not, is brotherhood, and is so joyful and so interesting to work together. And so he feel that, oh, cleaning the toilet is not a matter of bad thing. When you put into practice the Dharma into your daily, and then you always have happiness. You sit, you can be happy. You walk, you can be happy. You lie down, you can be happy. Drinking, you can be happy. Cleaning, you can be happy. Cooking and washing the cloth is also happiness. And so if you are a practitioner, you need to look deeper in order to be in touch with the joy of the practice, the happiness of the practice. Everything could shock you, but if when you feel shocked, you stop, you breathe, you look deeper, and you discover many, many things. Wonderful. So if you practice, but you suffer a lot, and you have considered the practice like hard labor, it's not necessary to practice, to come to a practice center. If while doing the work in the practice, you have the joy, the happiness of the practice of the Dharma. And Dharma is in everything. You have to do wonderful thing and then some so-called dirty thing, but you look deeper and you can enjoy everything. And practicing is nothing so difficult. You need only to look deeper, and to look deeper you need to have some concentration. And some concentration, you discover many things that usually in a superficial way you do not see. And so like eating, each day we have eating during breakfast, during lunch, during dinner. And then you practice. Last week we learned how to, the joy of walking, the joy of sitting. Today we try to learn the way to eat mindfully. So to eat, you need to have some little mindfulness, little concentration. A few hundred grams is not enough for you to be happy. Even you put a piece of bread into your mouth, you put some rice into your mouth, and then you need to have some mindfulness. Here I am putting some rice in my mouth. I put a piece of bread in my mouth. And your mind should not be somewhere else. When you put the bread in your mouth, but you think of the work in Paris, also work in your city, that is not eating mindfully. You see deeply the piece of bread, you put the piece of bread to your mouth. And so when you pay attention to the bread, that is mindfulness. And then you look deeper, and just a very short tick-tack of time, and then you see deeper, bread, oh, wheat, oh, the wonderful wheat field. A lot of work, just a little bit of mindfulness, and you see bread. And bread is not coming from nothing. Bread comes from that wheat field, sunshine, hard work, and then the baker, and so on. So it's so wonderful, and then you just... Shatna is the shortest period of time. And then you see this piece of bread, that wheat field, and that wheat field need clouds, need sunshine, And then in this piece of bread, there is sunshine, there is cloud, there is labor of the farmer, there is the joy of having flour, and then baker, and then baking, just so beautiful, look. And so in a practitioner, you used to have a bowl. The bowl have the name of Lung. It means measuring bowl. It means you look that food come from where. Lung Bi Lai Su. It means you look at the food. In the old time of Thai also learned that this food, Lung Bi Hai Hai. Lung, it means you measure is come where. Come from where, so on. You just look at the piece of bread, you see that it's come from that beautiful wheat field. There is sunshine, there is a lot of work and manure and many wonderful things, and it's come from the whole universe. And the whole cosmos contribute for this piece of bread to be there in your hand. And so that is division, that is insight. Insight. You don't need a lot of hard work. You only stop to let your mind carry away by many thinking, many planning. Your mind must stop and look deeper at the piece of bread, and then that is mindfulness. And you look deeper, and that is concentration. And when you look deeper, and you see that it's a real miracle, that this wheat field, that flower, that bakery, and finally that piece of bread come to my plate. And it's just a few seconds. And in that 1 second or 2 seconds, you have mindfulness, you have concentration, you have insight right away. You have insight in the piece of bread you are putting in your mouth. In your daily activity, you are so rushing to do that, to do that, and to do that. And so, and you have to plan, you have to do that. And then your fear, and then you... So you are a kind of isolated from the present moment. From the present moment, that piece of bread, just a second to recognize that is bread. There is wheat field, there is sunshine, there is cloud, rain. There is the work of the farmer, work of the baker. And we see that on the messengers of universe come to you, and then you are in touch with all these wonders of the universe, and so you look, and then protein, the piece of bread can give you some protein, but if you are in touch with the whole universe, so you are nourished not only by the piece of bread but by the whole universe. In the Christianity, when people receive the Eucharistic, and when people look at the cake or the something, what they eat, and they say that this is the body of Jesus, the body of God. I look at that, I say, for me, look, to see Jesus in the piece of bread is more difficult. But if you can see the whole universe in a piece of bread, it's easier than to see Jesus in the piece of bread. It's more natural. You hold a piece of bread, you see the whole universe. You can see the wheat field, the farmer, the sunshine, the cloud, everything. And then that is so real, so touch, you can touch. But so here, instead of seeing that he's the body of the cosmos instead of the body of Jesus, and you don't need any faith, any belief, and you don't need the performance of the priest at all. You are the performer, and you are receiving the body of the cosmos in every mouthful. A piece of bread, a piece of carrot, a piece of string beans, a piece of tofu. So wonderful. And then you see where these foods come from, and you feel full of gratitude. In the five contemplation, before eating, you can see that it's so natural. You look deep into the seeds come from different conditions. In order, there is a gratitude in that. So gratitude is only one effect. And you can be happy in many things. So, but you can be happy too. You feel grateful, but you feel happy too. Because that is via that piece of bread, you are one with the whole universe. And you and the piece of bread and the whole universe is so wonderful. So, gratitude is one thing, but the happiness is another thing. The joy to sit together with many friends to practice, to try to practice like us. It's rare that in society that people come from so far in order to eat together like that, in mindfulness like that. So the joy of friendship, and you don't need to think, don't need any thoughts, any thinking. So you look at the piece of bread, it's not thinking. It's not a thought. But this is a view. And then there is mindfulness. And mindfulness is to be present with the piece of bread or this that person. And when you are present, you see, you are in touch, you see deeply, and you see deeper, and so when you see deeper, you look at that, you see deeper, you cut the dispersion to think of that, to think of other things, to plan. So you are more concentrated, so mindfulness, be present with the present moment, with the pear, the bread, or the carrot, and then you see, you are one with the universe, and then you are helping each other. Yeah. So that is the joy of practice, the happiness of the practice. And so for every novice who offered food at noon, so there is a sentence, Thuyen Yuk Yithuk, it means the joy, the practice of the joy of the practice is my food. The joy of practice is my food. And then Fabki, it means the energy of Dhamma, the energy of practice is fully, totally fulfilled in me. So when you offer that food at noon, you also, or every novice know that gathas, the joy of the practice in here, the energy of the Dhamma is there. And so you have to be present with the bread. You have to be present with the many things around you. And when you chew really that coming together with the whole universe wonderfully in your mouth. Don't chew your worries, your anxiety, your planning. And if you show your planning, your worries, you really do not be grateful to that wonderful presence of the piece of food in your mouth. When you try to present with the food, you have to be present with people sitting around the table with you. Don't close your eyes and only mouth, only chew. You open your mind, your eyes, you look at people smiling and chewing and happy. And that piece of food, and that other piece of food, and so, Thiền Quán, practice of meditation, only bring your joy while you do, while you eat, when you clean your dishes, when you mop the house, the floor, you mop the floor or sweep the house. So the person who you spend 1 hour here is wonderful things, 2 hours, 3 hours. Don't waste any moment of your life to be here, because here you have a big sangha who practice together with you, and so it's a good chance. At home you also can practice mindfulness, but alone it's more difficult. So sitting also happy, sitting alone for enjoying, it's okay, it's happy. Sitting meditation is also happy. I propose that when you do sitting meditation, you sit in the way that you must be relaxed. Don't make the sitting meditation like a hard labor. Don't struggle too much for sitting. More you try your best hard, tries hard to sit this tension, and there are those who complain that, oh, I don't know why I have pain in my shoulder after a certain moment of sitting meditation. That's because you tried too hard. So when you breathe in, oh, I'm sitting happily, joyfully, deeply in the present moment, solidly. You look at the tree, the bonsai tree on the altar. Is it so beautiful? Can you sit like the tree? The tree offers to you a lot, the stability. Sit beautifully, solidly, with stability, with peace, with joy. And that is what the Buddha wished, that you can obtain that. And then Thay also wished that. And so every time you sit, you must sit with stability. Not only in the meditation hall, but wherever you sit, sit with stability, with joy. Don't let your mind run too far. Be with the present moment. So now try. You want to be stable. So now you also want to have that stability. Why don't you do now? Breathing in, I said stop it with stability. Breathing out, I enjoy the present moment on sitting. And then you see yourself like you are a mountain with stability, with relaxed. Beautiful like the mountain. That you can do it. You don't dream. You don't wish. You can realize sitting like the mountain. Breathing in, you make your body stable. Breathing out, you adjust your sitting position to be beautiful, and then you breathe. You said that breathing so relaxingly, Because when you breathe, you do not make hard labor. When you breathe, you do not have to make hard labor. You do not. It's not a hard labor. Why you have to force yourself? No, you don't need to force yourself. Just breathe in relaxingly, smoothly. Breathe to be relaxed. Breathe relaxingly. Breathe beautifully. You look at the tree. Don't think that the tree only sit. The tree also breathe. The tree is breathing. You only need to breathe like the tree, relaxingly. The tree sits so beautifully. We too. I'm sure that the tree do not have to have hard labor. Solid, said to be beautiful. Breathe to be relaxed. Breathe to be beautiful. So you don't need to sit and then you have to think of many difficult Zen koan, Zen Thoái Đầu, subject of meditation. Why? You don't need that. The first thing, you breathe and you sit like that first, you can stop the thinking. You don't need to think. You only just sitting, just breathing to be relaxed, to be enjoyable, to stop thinking. And don't think that you stop thinking, you have no insight. No more you stop thinking, more your insight reveal easily. Because more you try to think of that topics of koan, that topics of Thoái Đầu is so difficult, and then it makes your mind more confused and you will not get insight. But just relax, just enjoy the present moment and think that, oh, it's nothing, it's so easy. No, it's not easy. You practice like that for a while, you see slowly some very deep insight reveal to you. So it's the same for walking, for sitting, for eating. You just be in the present moment, totally in the present moment, deeply in present moment. And don't think that it will not have insight. You have insight. I only do that. And some of my insight you appreciate, but I do not make any koan or Thoái Đầu or many complicated Zen thing that people spoke about. But I only enjoy the present moment, walk deeply in the present moment, eat in the present moment, and then inside spring out. I feel fresh, I feel light, I feel happy. And you and Allah only ask you to do like that, just like that, and you will see your insight is different from mine because you are from a different background. Your insight can reveal a number of things that from your background you can help people in that same background that to benefit. breathe to be where? To be relaxed. Breathe to be relaxed. Breathe to be peaceful, to be calming, in order to be, in order for the tension won't exist, will not exist. So, for all your feeling to calm, to be calm, all your feeling will be settled down, to be calm, and you feel relaxed. You feel light. And then on your feeling setting down, you feel more relaxed, more peaceful. And from that peace, that insight reveal. And you can do it for an even beginner or those who practice for 10 years. You, both of you can do, no fear to be, oh, I'm a young practitioner, I will not get any insight. You have. You just practice simply like that. You feel fresh, you feel relaxed. And then from the freshness and the relax and the calm in your mind, you have many deep insight. Yesterday, I give to an Low Hamlet, Up Hamlet, and Ish Hamlet, a calligraphy of me, and Kitai, and then I do it in peace while breathing, joy while sitting, peace is the breathing, joy is the sitting, so that the Sangha of the four monasteries here can enjoy the calligraphy and the practice from my calligraphy. So you sit in order to be happy, to eat to be happy, sweep the floor to be happy. When you walk from your residence showroom to the meditation hall, you have to walk in the way that the Dharma exists, to be present. And Dharma is what? It's a practice to be present in the present moment, totally with the present moment when you walk. You walk relaxingly, beautifully, be totally with the present moment, with the rain, with the autumn leaf, with the when you make a step, and you make two steps, breathe in, you make two steps, you walk relaxingly, and you arrive at every step. When you put one foot on the ground, I arrive in the present moment. I'm home in now and here. And you walk relaxingly, happily. And when you do like that, you are already practicing the Dharma. And when you are practicing the Dharma, you will be happy. You walk relaxingly. From the poem, one sentence of my poem, you have to come back relaxingly at every your step. Your step must bring you back to the relaxing moment. And the things you like, you don't need to rush. There's nothing to be rushed. Your every step is for relaxing. You want to be successful in your practice. Because when you come here, not only you practice, but everyone wish that you will be successful in these 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month here. And so you work, not only for you, but your mom, who have no chance to come, your father, your ancestor, your teacher, many of your friends who have no chance to practice. And in fact, you work not only for you to be happy, but your mom will be happy, your dad will be happy, everyone will be happy. And it looks like you come here alone, but it's not alone. There's many people around who need your practice to be happy, relaxed. If you only come for 1 week or 2 or 3 weeks, you have to practice just like that, and then you will bring a lot to your home. And you put into practice in your home. You continue to walk, you continue to eat like everyone, but your way of eating is deeper. You are more present with people sitting around you in the table. You don't need to say, here in Plum Village, they eat like that. You don't need. You only practice. And then they will see the difference and they will enjoy your presence. You can walk like that, sit like that, eat like that. And then you bring Plum Village home without form, but only by your way of behavior. And you sit relaxingly, beautifully, walk relaxingly, joyfully, peacefully, breathe mindfully, look at the person in front of you mindfully, enjoy their presence. Now we read some sutra.
Số 13 hay là 3?
13.
Thank you.
Last time we have learned the Tam Thế Lưỡng Trùng Dương Khởi. It means the 12 links of co-arising condition. Now is the teaching of Sarvastivada School. It has been revealed in the work of Abhidhamma Gostra. Sarvastivada is one school of many schools of Buddhist teaching when the Buddha passed away. A few hundred years later, this divided in several schools, and each school focused on a number of things. And Sarvastivada is the school where they divide that there is a time there, it means the cause, the effect, the past, the present, and the future. So woman, it means the ignorance, that is the past. And then it's brought to action. And then the awareness. And then looking up volition, and then attachment. And in the past. In the past, there is ignorance and action. Because of ignorance, that is lead you to that action, to manifest like that. And there is awareness. There is nama rupa. It means form and mind. And then touch, volition and touch and feeling and grasping. And all these things belong, they divide this in the present. The past is means ignorance and action. And then now the present moment, they are on this we just mentioned. So it's touch, thought, it's feeling. I is attachment, love. To grasping, oh, existence of being, and the part of future is birth and old age and death. Happening condition arising, and they divide into three lives, three worlds, divided into three lives or something. We also learn lưỡng trùng nhân quả. Lưỡng trùng, lưỡng is two. And ignorance and action belong to the past. That make the like the causes, and then is lead to the effect is so they divide the 12 link into or three world, two cause and effect. And you are now in the present moment is the fruit of the past of ignorance and an action in the past, and then you are now. attachment and the grasping and the existence now is the cause of this life in order for the future. The food in the future. And this birth and old age and death. So this is the first cause and effect, the first cause and effect, that is the second cause and effect. So I thought attachment, grasping, existence is the cause in order for the future to give to birth and old age and death. And that is the way that school divide. That 12 linkers have their position, and then because Sastra have also they also mention about Shakna Yunga. Shakna is mean the very short moment of time, period of time, the arising from every Shakna, every shortest time. Every Shakna is like tic-tac of the watch of the very short, much shorter than the second. So in every Shakna there is the 12 link, all these 12 links we just mentioned. That is a kind of, that is one demonstration of the third link, but there is many school interpret differently. I don't like much on this way of dividing, but as you learn, you have to learn anyway. But, for me, I agree more than every Shakna, you have the 12 link. Every Shakna, I mean, smallest period of time, you have the 12 link. There is also ignorance, there is also action, there is attachment, there is everything. In the present, there is ignorance, there is action, there is attachment, feeling, all the 12 link. And that every cell of your body, you have the whole body of you in every of your cell. You only take one cell of your body. And with the evolution of sign now, you can make another person exactly the same. Cloning, you know. So in every cell, they contain all the genes. You can take one cell and you can make the whole person. The cloning. So in the 12 links, but you look deep in one of the 12 links, you can see it contains 11 others. I am inclined to that way than to divide. That is the past three part. In the past, the patriarchs used to use that way, and so we need to know. In order to describe the evolution of the birth and death. But thầy, our teacher, Thichan Khan, one day I have an insight. The traveling must be, could be visualized as a process of succession of things. But just epistemology, it means theory of knowledge, epistemology, theory of knowledge. And I share it for you, and you can see that. And you say that traveling, okay, but it's a way of knowledge. It's one way of the knowledge. You take ignorance, let's say, the ignorance is one of the traveling. Because there is some wrong perception. Ignorance, it means wrong perception. Because you don't have insight, you don't see deeper, and then you have a wrong view. And because of a wrong view, it manifests something that were like something. And you think that this world is a separate entity. And then because you have a wrong perception, you see that this is a separate entity, and then there is formation is coming together with many conditions, like you see the flower, and the flower is a formation. And you distinguish the flower is something separate from things which is not flower. Like the flower is different from water, it's not true. Without water, the flower cannot be. So use in our superficial way to see, we see that flower is different from those who are not flower. It means, and you say that flower is a separate entity. It's nothing to be. You cannot be water, you cannot be earth, you cannot be sunshine. That is a very, very superficial way to see things. Like when you see that you are human, and you are human, you are superior of other species on earth. And so you cut the reality into small pieces. That is discrimination. Because you are ignorant, and you see things in an ignorant way. You see that flower is different from forest, from the water, from the sunshine. But because of ignorance, you see that flower could be only flower, cannot be cloud, cannot be rain. And because of ignorance, you have that formation. And you think that formation is a separate entity, flower or human, different from other species, so on. So because of ignorance, wrong perception, you have that formation. If we go to quantum electric physics, when you say photon can be only photon, it cannot be electron. That is formation, but formation in a wrong way, to think that is separate. This one cannot be this one, cannot be others. That is the wrong perception we call vikalpa in Sanskrit. Time could be only time, cannot be different. Space cannot be time, cannot be matter. Why? The reality, time and space are kind of weaving to each other. Time is in space, space is in time. Poem True Source, I wrote two sentences. I sit quietly, I see the time make many string to wave this, the silky space. In fact, it's kind of, and so you cannot take the photon and electron. They and there are. You cannot take them separately. So because ignorance make that formation, and then you have consciousness. When you say consciousness, is already some ignorance in that. And because of ignorance of consciousness, then you discriminate, you divide into nama and rupa. Nama is mean the body and the mind. Body and mind. You divide, body is different from mine. When you take body out of the mind, there is nothing. When you take the mind out of the body, there is nothing left. And that is why body and mind, they are leaning to each other like left and right. If you take the left, there is no right. Right, no left. Sikho and Soma. Sikho is Soma. Soma is Sikho. You cannot take separate. So a number of practitioners who speak French last time, they feel surprised to hear that Thay said, when this body is disintegrate and your mind disintegrate, so when the day where our body disintegrate, it means you are nothing. That is their surprise. And so your mind disintegrate, and so what will be reincarnate? And some people ask that question in the French-speaking group. We see very well that the body and the mind, they are leaning to each other. They are co-arising. Your feeling must have the body in order to feel. Without the body, how you can feel? It doesn't mean that when your body disintegrate and there is no mind, and then it means that the end, no. Because body and mind, they are also energy. they are also energy. Body and mind, they are also energy. And that energy manifests every second. When you have a thought, a thinking, that is energy. When you open your mouth and speak something, is energy. When you act something, is kind of energy. So body and mind are also energy. And you need to learn, look at body and mind are a source of energy. And inside, they also say that the matters is also energy. They are energy. If they don't manifest in the form, they will manifest in energy. And so your body is energy and the matters. And so they are no longer in this body, they manifest differently as energy. And then you say that body is not in that disintegrate. It doesn't mean that nihilism. No, not nihilism. And nihilism is a wrong perception. And then we should not lose in the nihilism. You do not lose in the thinking. It means everlasting. Eternalism. And eternalism is wrong view, but nihilism is also wrong view. Some scientists think that when your body disintegrates, your mind is also disintegrated and then a human is finished. No. In Buddhism, we see that body and mind are a kind of energy, and energy continue. And science also recognize that. So your energy continue, and they are kind of the law of conservation of energy. And so you cannot make energy from existence to nihilism. Matter is energy, but matter is transformed into energy. So the scientists said that Rayanasakar, nothing is born, nothing die. This scientist who said so, and so in Buddhism too. So you are not from existence and you become nothingness. No. They still exist in form of energy. Like cloud do not exist, no longer exist in that sky, that cloud. So that cloud is A2O, and they can exist in different form. They can be rain, they can be ice, they can be snow, or frost. There is a continuation. And you should not fall into nihilism. Nihilism is wrong for Buddhism, but it's also wrong for science. soul consciousness. In consciousness, there is some ignorance, and that is why they divide into matters and nama and rupa, body and mind. But in fact, we can use the word na, body and mind, with the condition that you can see that left and right are one. Look, nyama, it means that they start to have a six condition, six base, and six object of that base. Six base, it means the eyes, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. And then, the object of eyes is sound. No, subject as mind is form. And the object of ear is sound. And so you feel that the consciousness is, and the world outside is reality outside. So many scientists still caught by that. That we call a dual grasping, double grasping. You see that the body and the mind is different. You can see that six sense organs are different to each other. And many scientists, including the neuroscientists, they still believe that there is a kind of consciousness which object is subject, and that consciousness subject is independent from the world outside. And that subject will go out in order to search for the object of the mind. And that is taking, it means wrong view, heretic view. And you think that your mind is outside of the object that your mind is observing. That is wrong. Signs, physical signs, quite a number of them still believe that. There is some of them try to escape. Few physicists start to see the importance of the mind. They can see the mind is not the observator. And the mind is also a participant, not an observator, not a subjective observer. You know that your body and your mind play a role, and when the reality is different, your mind is different. And they are recognize that your mind is no longer an observer, subjective observer outside of the world. The world and your mind are one, but still a long path. The path of the scientist is still far. In Luknyap is mean the existence of six sense organ, five sense organ. Please, the sixth one is the mind, with the mental. Yeah. And so the six sense, six base, and the object of six base is mean. The base is eyes, and the object of eye is color form, and then the base is ear, and the subject of object is sound, so on. So when there is base, there is object, and then there is consciousness. But in that world of dualistic, we feel that there is two things. Object is different from the observer. You see that the right and the left are different, but in fact, they are one. Sup means is the contact between body and things around. Contact. Because there is contact, there is ta, feeling. The feeling could be pleasant, could be unpleasant, could be neutral. The feeling could be pleasant, could be unpleasant, the feeling could be neutral. Because in the touch there is ignorance, in the feeling there is ignorance. So we divide three kind of feeling: pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. We discriminate like that, but in fact it depends very much on the situation around. Pleasant or unpleasant, it depends on you, on your insight. Like cleaning the toilet, you see, there are those who feel that very unpleasant, but when the way you look, you feel happy. You never have a toilet, now we have a toilet. So cleaning the toilet is just joy. And when I brush my teeth, I say that, oh, where's they have teeth to brush? It's so good. The joy and the suffering is depends on your way of mental attitude. So the joy and the suffering is depend on your mental way to see things. If you have more insight, you'll suffer less. Suffering and joy are two objective things. They are very subjective. Like a sitting meditation, is happiness or joy? Eating is joy or not? Or suffering? If you have insight, you can have joy even the food is not great, but you look deeper and you still enjoy a lot. Those who suffer, you can be happy. Like when you have a toothache and you have painful feeling, that's right. Especially when you have a toothache during the night and you know that all the dentists are closed. And you have to wait until 9 a.m. for the dentist to open for you. So during that moment where you can have many insight, when you have a toothache, you say that without toothache is a paradise. When you have toothache, and now no one of us have toothache, and we don't feel happy at all. So that is the way, the feeling of well-being. But we don't realize that, so we don't consider it like happiness. But if you look deep into your moment where you have toothache, and then now you are so wonderful. Those who have no toothache, they don't feel happy at all. So what we call a relaxing feeling, happy feeling. And then because happy or not happy, it depends on your deep mindfulness, your concentration, and then you see deeper. And so you feel the feeling of well-being. So your happiness or your suffering depends on you quite a lot. If the neutral feeling, you don't know how to enjoy the neutral feeling, and it's become unpleasant feeling. And then you say that now there's nothing interesting, it's boring. But if you look deep, oh, you still have your youth, you still have your good health, you have no toothache, you are not blind, you are not deaf, you can walk, you are not on wheelchair, and so you can be happy. It depends. So neutral feeling can be very pleasant feeling like that. It depends on your way of seeing things. So in the thought is also ignorance. In thought is mean feeling, there is also ignorance. And then you have the notion to say that what is pleasant, what is not pleasant. And don't be caught by the way people divide like that. For instance, your attachment to your craving to money, to sex, to fame, to power. And then people run after that and they suffer a lot. When you run after them, you are caught. And then consider like grasping. You lose your liberty. When you are caught in the object of your attachment, your craving, and also you are caught by your consciousness, you have object, you have subject, there is birth, death, yes, no, being, non-being. And when you are caught by that, and then you are caught by the idea to have existence is the contrary of non-being. Being or existence, being and contrary to non-being. We are caught by the notion of being. Mm-hmm. than those who don't want to live. Why I have to live? They are wondering why we have. Why I'm born now? They search for non-being in order to be happy. I mentioned some Vietnamese poem, and if I know that I don't need to be born, in the Evangeline, there is also God said that, why you give birth to me and I suffer so much? And he cursed God. Then those who suffer so much, and then they dream to the, because they are caught in being and non-being. But in fact, the reality is transcend the being and non-being. And when you arrive to Nirvana, the non-notion, and then you see everything is so wonderful. And you arrive to the view that there is nothing born, nothing die, nothing go, nothing. Like you look at the cloud in a superficial way, and you see that the cloud, there is birth and death, being, non-being. Because ignorance, that you see that the cloud have birth, death, being, non-being. Like Luang Vazie, you see that the there's nothing born, nothing die. They disappear here, they manifest other way. And the reality transcends birth and death, being, non-being. But the scientists cannot put into practice that into the daily. So until now, science can bring to technology. Because scientists can have worry, anxiety, suffer, and then so the scientists must cooperate with the Buddhist, so that the Buddhists offer the non-discrimination mind to the scientist. When you are caught by the dualistic, you are caught by the dualistic way of seeing. It means you see two sides, and you see that the yes, being and non-being. And some of them say that God is the ground of being. Maybe it's not correct yet, because God is the ground of being. In that case, which one is the ground of being? If that person is the owner, yeah, the some theologians say that God is the ground of being, but ground of being is you still are caught by being, and then how about ground of non-being? And they ask the question. There is something else than nothing. There is something rather than nothing. And many scientists have said so. Have many questions like that. because they are caught by the idea yes or no. And then they can be caught in the idea of born and death. And why? The scientists still try to search for the first moment of happening of the universe. So if the universe exists, it means there is nothing. From nothing they become something. So they are trying to search for, and there is a theory of Big Bang, and that's bang, and then it start to have many planet, many, and that is the beginning of the universe. And then if they said that the beginning of the universe, people will ask, when will be the end of the universe? And when you are caught by the yes, and then you are caught by the no, born, caught by dying. In fact, the reality transcends yes and no, being and non-being. Like but yes, like what Jesus said, there's nothing is born, nothing dies. So we are caught in the idea yes or no. And you are caught by the idea of birth and death. When you are born, caught by the idea of birth and death, and then you are caught again in ignorance. So this big bang, this big crunch. So that is, the traveling is only the for the form. Just for explaining your knowledge more than the explaining the succession of sukho of events. Because if it's born, it's birth, it must be death. Sinh tử, sinh is born, tử, death. So the traveling is just a way of expressing your knowledge. But if you practice deeply, like this my insight, that every link contains 11 other links, and every cell of you contains the whole body, maybe it's the first time they can explain in that way, because, and I consider it like a theory of knowledge. Maybe it's the first thing somebody said so. Explain about the action, the doing, the action. It's the work. It's somebody said karma. Karma is action. This action this doing does not come from itself. That is the force, the energy is so that that word he translate by force action. It do not come by itself. That action does not come from itself only. By itself, that will never do it again. It cannot do it. We already learned on the Dharma, on the things, cannot be born by itself. They come from many, many others. We also learned that on the Dharma cannot destroy themselves by themselves, but they cannot be destroyed by another thing. It's the same here. Now we said that it's about the action, the doing of on these things. The kapab is meant on the things. People can translate by mothers. The mothers, the alive matter or non-alive matter. In sign, people say that matter is also energy, is also force. They are both one. They are two of them are one. If you take the force out, there is no matter. If you take it out, it's matter and energy are one. And so the action cannot by itself, cannot make by itself, but it's not by one other them. It may they have to be made by so many conditions, not only one. That things do not exist by itself, but do not come from one action, they come from many others. The doing does not come from itself, nor does it come from something else. The doing does not arise because of another lifetime. That does not mean that there is no doing. Not because the previous life you have done like that, now you have that. Some little, but not all. Means a previous life. That action, that energy, it doesn't born from itself. It doesn't born from one other thing, but the result of many, many other conditions coming together. When you say like that, it still exists. They are existing. They are not born by itself. They are not born by one condition, but they are born from many other conditions, and they exist. And you are, don't forget that you are learning the ultimate reality, and you use the relative, the conventional view in order to look at the ultimate reality. The action doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, like when we say that the rain falls. Or the wind blow. I think so. It looks like there is something called rain, and there is an action called fall. A rain and something fall, two things different. Like you look at a mother's and you call it, that is mother's. And that mother's will make energy, but in fact, that mother's is already energy. And sometimes you look at that, you see only energy. Sometimes you look at that, you see as mother. But they are both sides. So you can see that it's rain, and so behind the rain it must have a boss who can make rain. There is no God on rain. And there is always our dualistic way of seeing that there is a boss outside and see the raining. Rain is just rain. Because condition come together is rain. There is no it will rain. Like there is no, you don't need to say that the wind blow. When you see that wind is already blow, or you say wind or you say blowing, people know that is wind. So I think Descartes, the philosopher Descartes, I think, therefore I am. I think, in fact, I am thinking, but if you say that it's only the thinking, because in the thinking there is I, there is no I without the thinking, and so and that is the thought, and there is no thinker. At the beginning, our conventional way to see things is, there is a thinker, think, therefore I am. So there is a subject, and there is a thought, there is thinking, but there is no boss behind the thinking. And so we said that Buddha is breathing, Buddha is sitting, but breathing in mindfulness, sitting in mindfulness. That breath is a very high quality of breathing. And the Buddha is breathing. You cannot find Buddha outside of the breathing. The breathing, the quality of the breathing is very high. The quality of sitting is very high. Outside of breathing and sitting and eating and mindfully like that, there's no Buddha. So finally, at the end, we said that Angita, peace when you breathe, joy, peace when you breathe, joy when you breathe. So, and joy cannot be outside. Peace when you sit, joy when you sit. So mother and energy, they make one. Don't call them two different. Don't think that the mothers who create the spirit or the spirit create the mothers. So we continue next week.